Right. Okay. Well, look, there's been a fantastic amount of work done by the committee. There's actually 18 of us on the committee this year, and it's unbelievable the effort that everyone's been doing. We've been going full steam at this now since probably the start of January, and we have so many different subcommittees set up for all the different aspects of it. And they've been an amazing committee to work with. Incredible. The whole event is a wonderful event. I suppose there's a couple. The first one would be the fact that the whole event is survivor based. It's an event for survivors, celebrating their journey, with their families, with their friends, and one thing or another, and remembering that it's not been an easy journey. And look, our message this year, we've a theme for really this year is called hope, and that's been a fundamental part of it. But I suppose there's two parts that really stand out. We've got an amazing group called the Survivors Choir. They perform at all the different functions, and most of them have been with us now from day one. It's a fantastic experience to listen to them on stage. And the other one, the Luminaria Service, which is out at about 20 past 10 at dark. We're all candles. We'll have approximately 5,000 candles lit on the pitch that night. It's a sight to behold. And we've seen the drone pictures from previous years, and it's amazing. So we're really looking forward to that again. Again, that's the Survivors Choir performing that along with Moya Brennan. And then on Sunday, we have our patron, Daniel O'Donnell, as performing a concert for approximately 2 hours Sunday afternoon, 1:30. So we're looking forward to seeing a big crowd at that. Okay, I think post-COVID, there was a little bit of a lull for a year or two, which we'd have to acknowledge that, first of all. But I genuinely believe it's down to a couple of factors. It's down to the hard efforts of the committee, for starters. It's been down to existing teams promoting it. They are our biggest way of getting us out. But we have been blessed this year with an incredible coverage from yourselves there at Highland Radio and from Donegal Daily and the local media. And every opportunity that Daniel gets, Daniel is promoting it. So, look, we think it's been a combination of all of those events. One of my goals is to increase the amount of people participating from outside of, shall we say, a 20-mile catchment area. We went out to Buncrana, we went to Gidore, we went to Donegal Town, and the initial feedback is there that we have a wee bit more work to do in those ends of the county. So we'd like to make it a bigger event countywide. Next year, we're hoping we're going to, no pressure now, but we're hoping next year we're going to have 50 teams, and that would nearly be us at our capacity. But that would be our hope. My biggest hope is to see every person that appears at Relays for Life this year will be with us this time next year. That will be our biggest hope.